And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and as always I am joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Good morning, Jo. And
lovely to see you also, Elise Elliott.
I'm thrilled to be here
good
in person.
Good to see you,
Elise. Right on this gorgeous Sunday.
It will be a fun hour.
Yes, absolutely. At the top of the show we're going to be talking about something which for some reason is often swept under the rug. It's sort of considered a taboo subject, which is strange because 50% of the population will go through it, and that is menopause. It's obviously a life stage that is unavoidable and it comes with many different symptoms and challenges. Yet, Elise, I would say that many women know very little about it and how to manage it.
Yeah, there's so much stigma around it and people don't talk about it. It's inevitable. Mm. Every woman is going to go through this, but no one talks about it.
It's natural and it's normal and it's a life stage that can be embraced and managed well. But I do think that women report a lack of understanding when seeking medical advice, often told to just sort of suck it up. Nothing can be done with whatever you're experiencing. And often sort of viewed as perhaps like you're just hypochondriac or you're
being
crazy.
Unreasonable. I know. And it'd be good to see more men know a little bit more about it. What do you think, Gerald?
Well, look, that 50-50 comment's interesting because, in fact, in any relationship, a woman going through that passage of time needs far more understanding from the other 50% of the relationship, which is the chap she's with. Or certainly the partner she has, because it is a time where mutual understanding is fundamentally very important, because it's often a time where you're under business pressures, family pressures, financial pressures, and then out of the blue comes these hormonal ups and downs, which can destroy many, many, many relationships and many people.
And workplaces as well. Workplaces, I mean, there's increased evidence that these women are dropping out of the workforce.
Well, it's debilitating for many women. And as you've said earlier to us, we're talking about this off air, Gerald, that every woman is different.
Yes.
So the difficulty is, I suppose, that you feel like, oh, there should be some kind of blanket understanding, but you need to take every single experience at face value and understand and listen to the woman.
And probably in a normal consult in a medical practice, perhaps there isn't the time to do that. So you're referred off fairly quickly to perhaps see a specialist, and then you think, well, heavens above, you know, I'm just feeling a few little bits and pieces that aren't quite right in my view, and now I'm off to see a specialist. Maybe there's something more serious involved.
But I think sometimes it's the opposite experience, where actually what I'm feeling is extreme, but I'm being told you just have to deal with it and you know, sit it out, essentially. Mm. But it can go for years and years and years. Mm. Also, I think, interestingly, like for my mother's generation, it was never spoken about.
Taboo.
So there's a shift now where we wish to speak about it, but we don't know how and not given the information to do it.
Well, hopefully we've got some great information today.
Yes.
So what are the symptoms? How effective is hormone replacement therapy? This is something that a lot of people are confused by. Is HRT even safe? How does menopause affect women at work, as you say, Elise? Well, Janet Hales Mitchell-Moore comes from a line of strong women advocating for better outcomes for those experiencing menopause. Her mother, Jean Hales, founded in 1971 the first women's health clinic in Australia, one of the inaugural menopause clinics in the world dedicated to midlife and menopause. And Janet has carried her legacy on with Jean Hales for Women's Health. I consider Janet to be a bit of a hero of mine, actually, so I'm really excited that she's joining us on the show to help us answer some questions about menopause. Plus, perhaps you're feeling tired, lacking focus, or even have restless legs at night. We hear a lot about restless legs, don't we, Gerald?
Very common.
You may be suffering an iron deficiency. So we'll be checking in with naturopath and nutritionist Jess Blair to find out how supplements may help boost your iron levels. In A to Z of Vitamins, we continue our exploration of mega magnesium. This time, energy and stress is what we're speaking about.
Where would we be without magnesium, Jo?
No, that's right. And as always, give us a call, 131-873, with your questions to support your health. Perhaps you have questions regarding menopause, if there are some symptoms that you're wishing to manage in some way, because for many of us it is a bit of a mystery. So next up, we are going to be having an open and frank conversation about menopause. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number is 131-873. Give us a call with any questions to support your health. But first, of course, almost half the world will go through menopause, but many women suffer silently. It seems, as with other gynecological issues, often people just don't want to talk about it. And what's worse, when it is spoken about it, there seems to be a little bit of a stigma related to it. It leaves women feeling isolated and with very many mental repercussions as well. Well, Janet Michelmore is the daughter of the late Dr. Jean Hales and CEO of Jean Hales for Women's Health. She's followed her mother's passions, advocating for better women's health, and joins us now. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, and thank you very much for asking me to join you this morning.
Oh, Janet, it's lovely to have you on the show. So for our listeners who may not know, can you just explain briefly what occurs when menopause hits?
Absolutely, and it's a great question because technically menopause is the last period, but you of course don't know whether it's your last one until you've waited for about 12 months. And most women reach this stage between 45 and 55 years of age, but the average in Australia is between 51 and 52 years. And it can, it's a natural occurring event, but some people go through early menopause due to surgery, cancer treatment, or in fact, unknown causes. And what happens is that there is basically you run out of eggs, and this has an impact on hormones too, and it means that you've got much less estrogen running around, and it really tapers off to very little. And what everyone wants to know is what happens to you when this happens. So the main symptoms of menopause are hot flushes, night sweats, which we all know about really, but there are others which people aren't quite so aware of. Sleeplessness, mood swings, aches and pains in your joints and muscles, and sometimes increased anxiety and irritability. And one that sounds really weird is skin irritation. It feels like ants are crawling under your skin, so very unnerving. So that's not a great wrap-up for women who are affected. You wouldn't put your hand up for those.
Janet, before we get to possible treatments, how important is it to get over the stigma regarding menopause? I note old rocker Rod Stewart, bless his heart, this week came out and spoke about it because his wife is going through it. So how important is it to, I guess, open a dialogue about it and start talking about it?
Look, it's so important, and I love the fact that Rod Stewart came out this week. It was fantastic. Equally, when the royal family start talking about something, you know it's probably on everyone's lips. And I'm sure you've seen that the Countess of Wessex has talked very, very openly about the impact on the workforce in Britain, and how fantastic is that. Look, you're right, there is a stigma around it, and it's so important because we only feel better when we know stuff about something. And unless people put up their hand and say, I'm struggling, I want to know more about it, then knowledge is power. When we understand what's happening, when we know what the alternatives are in terms of management, you're in a much, much better place. But interestingly, research shows that women talk about sex more than they do about menopause. So we need to change the dialogue.
Janet, I've been around long enough to remember when the Jean Hales for Women's Health Initiative started back, I think, in 1971. Is that right? And I remember attending lectures and thinking, what an amazing initiative for women's health. And who would have thought, after 50 years, you're bigger and better than ever? But we probably don't have enough time. But could you explain the role of the partner, particularly the male partner, when this arises? Because it has huge ramifications, doesn't it?
Look, you've asked one of the best questions, and one that is actually not talked about enough. And the fact that Rod Stewart talked about it was fantastic. I think quite often people think they can fix it, they can sort it out. But actually, sometimes it's about listening, actually listening to what is happening to women, what they're feeling. One of the great impacts of menopause is a loss of libido. And that can have a huge impact on relationships with partners. Equally, irritability and anxiety. Just in the household, we all know what it's like if you're living with someone who's a bit irritable. That's not great for relationships across the board. But an interest, a listening skill, and just hearing people out is the best thing partners can do.
Janet, what about treatment? I know there's not a blanket treatment because everyone has different symptoms and goes through this at different times. The HRT was sort of the big thing for a long time. I've been told by my GP when it happens to me to just, quote, ride through it. What would you suggest?
Look, I'm not a clinician, but I've worked in this area for a long time. And what I know is that there are a variety of ways of dealing with it. I think it's important to know that about 20% of women will have severe symptoms. And that is really important to understand. 20% will sail through it. And I love to hate that group because that was not me. And then they're, bless their hearts, and then they're about 40% who have mild to moderate symptoms. It's very hard to measure that. It's not like blood pressure where you say, listen, if your blood pressure's above X, you need treatment.
Sure.
So that's one of the problems. But actually, if you're sitting there saying, I feel miserable, I'm not sleeping, you need to go and talk to your doctor to find out what's possible. We have a variety, Jean Hales, of options for women, and you're absolutely right. It depends on everybody's individual situation and what their family history is and their personal risks. So the process you need to go through is looking at all of that. There's no question. Information is fantastic. Practical strategies for hot flushes, they are very worthwhile to think about. A healthy diet, being physically active, and recognising what triggers things like hot flushes, be it spicy food, alcohol, caffeine, etc. And then if you're still saying, I'm miserable, then it's time to talk about hormonal therapies or non-hormonal therapies.
Sorry, Janet. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say to wrap up, Janet, you are very passionate about empowering women because it's about having the confidence and skills to ask for help for Jean Hales. You talk a lot about that within your organisation. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And getting reliable information, for example, at the Jean Hales website, is crucial because you want to know about the risks and benefits of all treatments.
Absolutely.
Just in closing, Janet, I was fascinated to read in one of your things that first consultation should be a springboard for discussions about preventative health and general wellness in midlife. And there, that opens up that whole Pandora's box of what can I do to not only cope with what's going on now, but prepare me for the future.
Oh, you've wrapped up so beautifully. A woman has a third to a half of her adult life after the menopause. We want women to live that as well as possible.
Absolutely. Well, and I do recommend people head along to the Jean House website, jeanhouse.org.au. It is a fantastic resource for lots of information, not just about menopause, but all areas of women's health. It's a beautiful organisation with great support. So, you know, do head along to jeanhouse.org.au. Thank you so much, Janet. It's been lovely to speak with you this morning.
Thank you all very much.
And we will get to your calls next on the House of Wellness.
Of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number is 131-873. Give us a call with any questions that you have. Gerald is here to answer them to support your health. Good morning, Lorraine from Bundoora.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning. I'm a bit nervous. Never rang a radio station before.
Well, you're very brave. But look, you're amongst friends, Lorraine, so how can we help you?
Oh, cramps. Look, I haven't had them for a couple of months. I was very excited. And the last two nights, I feel like my legs are in a vice. Just so painful.
Nothing like a random cramp at night to just destroy your quality night's sleep, Lorraine.
The last two nights I've been up at least three or four times.
Okay, you need to go today to your pharmacy and buy some magnesium. Now, magnesium is the anti-tension mineral. It will release those tense muscles in your legs. It's very safe. Get some capsules or some powder. If it's a powder, follow the dose, and you can take it confidently, and within a couple of nights, maybe even tonight, those cramps will stop.
Lorraine, I can vouch for that because Gerald put me on magnesium because I'm a runner and I used to get cramps. Mm. And I've run out of magnesium and they've come back. So there you go.
There you go. Well, there's N equals one, which is my favourite clinical trial. But look, so many people get tested for magnesium, Lorraine, and find to their horror that their levels are very, very low. So the classic, you've shown the classic symptom of magnesium low levels, cramps, but you might get a twitch in a muscle, a twitch in an eyelid. That's a sign that your body needs magnesium, and we don't really get a lot in our food. Mm-hmm. So go for it, and you'll get a good night's sleep either tonight or very, very shortly.
Thanks, Lorraine. Ross in Melbourne, good morning.
Good morning, Ross.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
My head and my soul's a little bit black at the moment, and I'm on a lot of medication, and I'm sleeping, but I'm like a zombie, and I'm on Valdoxin. I'm on 50 to 25.
Yes.
I'm on Valium. I'm taking about 4 a day, and I'm on Imocane, and I'm up to 15 of the Imocane. Mm-hmm. And also Prasacine, I'm up to 4 of that.
Okay.
And I'm also type 2 diabetes, but I feel like my family life's just affected so much at the moment, my mood, everything. And this year's been the worst year of my life. I've sort of, my job's sort of gone. My parents died within a week of each other.
There's a lot happening.
And I'm in a very, very dark, you know, area at the moment. And it worries me, yeah.
Well, it concerns us as well, Ross. So who's the managing part from your health? Is it your local GP you have a relationship, or where does that
start? I have a beautiful doctor. I have a psychologist and also a psychiatrist. Okay. And they're all just been wonderful, but I'm sitting in the garage at the moment. Yes. And, I'm feeling pretty down.
Ross, if you could get a foolscap size piece of paper and just write down how you're feeling today, and express those feelings and go through them one by one with your GP tomorrow and say that you'd like a review, you're concerned about the medications you're taking, there's quite a string of them there, you really don't feel that they are giving you the improvements that you were seeking. And often when you write things down, you can actually structure the most important things that worry you. So if you could do that, go and make yourself a cup of tea. Get the pad, get a pencil, whatever your favourite. I mean, I use a fountain pen because it makes you slow down and think about what you're writing. Write them down, dot points, prioritise them, and then make that appointment as first thing you can in the morning, and then go through them one by one. And don't hesitate to let us know. And you can certainly email me to houseofwellness.com.au. There's an ask tab there. And now that I've made a note of your name, I'll keep track of anything perhaps I can help along the way.
And Ross, I don't mean to say this as something that's belittling your experience, because you are in a very, very dark place. But I hope for you that you can perhaps leave your garage today and go for a walk in the sun. I know that that seems really simple, and I don't mean for it to be simplistic.
No.
But it's just a mindfulness activity that you could maybe feel the sunshine on your face, mm-hmm. which perhaps gets you through this 1 minute or this 10 minutes or this 1 hour.
And maybe write your thoughts down sitting on a park bench instead of sitting inside in the garage.
Yes. But we're grateful that you reached out, Ross,
courageous,
because
Ross.
The most important thing is that you speak to people and you continue to pick up the phone and reach out. And there are, of course, some wonderful places that you can go to as you reach out, Beyond Blue and the like. So thank you for the call, Ross, and we wish you well. Antoinette from Sydney, good morning.
Good morning. I've been on HRT for 3 years, pretty active, and I have a healthy diet, but I put on 10 kilos, so it's driving me mad. I'm trying to get rid of this extra weight.
Weight gain is fairly common as you go through menopause, Antoinette, because of all the hormonal changes. And often it's a frustration I hear that women say, I'm eating less, I'm exercising more, yet I'm still gaining weight, not losing weight. Look, it is a challenge, Antoinette, and it's perhaps worth speaking to a dietitian to look at the structure of your food intake, where you'll have an emphasis on protein and good fats and back off from carbohydrates. But look, it is a challenging time, as Janet from Jean Hales was saying before. Get some advice. Don't rely on the HRT to solve all the problems, because it won't. It's a start. But you need some other advice around the parcel, maybe particular activities that you enjoy, distractions that mean that you can not worry about that weight gain, which can just bear down on you so much.
And I think that's one of the reasons why menopause can be so difficult and challenging, because we're having to see ourselves as different. You know, we don't yet know what our body is doing. We're trying to understand how it is in this new sort of phase of our lives. And when it comes to weight gain, that adds a layer of like, but who is this anymore? Who even am I? And now I'm this person who's larger than I like being.
Yes.
It's very challenging.
And it's that abdominal, that mid-girth weight gain, which really gets many people down. And you see that every time you put on something, you put on a pair of pants or slacks, and you think, goodness me, I'm out one belt hole. What's going on?
I would recommend going to the Jean Hales website, which is jeanhales.org.au, because there's lots of resources, and there are also clinics that you can go to that they can recommend.
And Janet was amazing. She did say hormone replacement therapy is just one arm, one prong in this
attack.
That's
a start. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we do expect a lot from it. It was thrown out there originally as the saviour of any woman going through menopause, and that actually hasn't been delivered that expectation.
Well, we get more calls next, plus how to know if we're iron deficient. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Elise Elliott. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. So here's a crash course in iron. Gerald, you can tell me if I'm right here, because you're the expert here, absolutely. It's essential for growth and development, making some hormones. It's one of the building blocks of red blood cells. How am I doing?
Doing very well so far.
Thank
two
you
out
so
of two.
Much. Okay. It carries, obviously, the red blood cells are carrying oxygen around our bodies and our muscles, so that's really important. You can get iron in foods, but very difficult to absorb.
Yes.
And so sometimes we need a little bit of help.
Yes.
We can be low in iron, and that means that it affects our energy.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that we can get a little bit flat and tired from that. Mm-hmm. And it's estimated more than 1 million Aussies are living with a deficiency. So a lot of people very tired.
A brilliant synopsis, Jo. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this segment. <aren't you? laughs>
Please do not. We've
covered it all.
That's all right. We're welcoming an expert now. Jess Blair dedicates her days to guiding people to make small, incremental daily changes in order to improve their overall health. And as Go Healthy's resident naturopath, she joins us now to help us better understand iron supplementation. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Lovely to have you on the show. Can you tell us firstly how much iron we should be having, and does that change as we age?
Yes, absolutely. So it is different for men and women. Women need nearly twice as much iron as men. So men is about 8.7 milligrams and women around that 19 to 50 age group is 14.8 milligrams. Just for some reference, a cup of spinach nearly holds half for men, so 3.72 milligrams. So we can obviously get our iron through our foods, but as you can see, we do need quite a lot on the daily to get our recommended daily intake of iron.
Jess, how important are supplements? Look, I only really eat fish, despite the fact my husband's an excellent barbecue cooker. Mm-hmm. He does burn the sausages a little bit.
Well, he's always done that.
But look, so I'm very, very active, but I'm conscious I don't really eat much red meat. So how important is a supplement for someone like me?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to get your iron levels checked. And like in the intro, I heard like how many people are iron deficient worldwide. So, you know, there's probably about 1 in 5 people walking around that is deficient in iron and not knowing it. And some people can obviously be better at holding their iron than others. So women especially, if you're active, you're more likely to be deficient in iron than a male. So definitely supplementation is something that can be recommended to get your iron levels up.
Jess, what are some of the signs that we may see for a person who has low levels of iron?
Yeah, I think the most common symptom is the fatigue. You'll often hear that someone that's low in iron feels that fatigue. And it's sort of that fatigue that doesn't leave no matter how much sleep we got. And also too, people feel that they can be quite puffed out from exercise when they're deficient in iron. So they're probably the most common ones, but low immunity, brittle nails. Some people feel like their face looks pale. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely the fatigue is the most common sign or symptom for iron deficiency.
Now, Jess, obviously not all supplementation is created equal. Now, do you need vitamin C to help absorption? I think I remember reading that.
Well, and Jess will probably explain why, but the better combinations include vitamin C. And why is that, Jess?
Yes. So it just helps with the absorption of the iron. So if you didn't want to take a supplementation, you're going to eat iron-rich foods, it's always good to have it with the vitamin C as well. So it just helps with the absorption.
And would you say that a vegan or vegetarian is at greater risk of low iron levels? Do they need to be more particular?
Yeah, so there is, the people that are more at risk are women in that age group, and also vegetarians and vegans are the people that are more at risk of having iron deficiency. So everyone should be, making sure that they do get their iron through their diet. But yes, vegetarians and vegans might benefit from having supplementation in their diets if they're not eating enough iron-rich foods.
Jess, we talk a lot on this show about restless legs. We get a lot of people calling about restless legs, and of course immune health as well. So how often should we be getting our levels checked?
I think just like when you go to your doctor or your GP, probably once a year is a good time. And then you can see the patterns that are happening with your iron as well. So you might see that it is decreasing, and you might still be, within the ranges, but, slowly decreasing. So then you can, have a supplement to get it back to the appropriate levels. But as I said before, some people have really low iron and they kind of can function quite well, and other people can still be in that normal range but really feel the effects of having low iron. So the best way to do it is make sure you're eating those iron-rich foods every day in your diet, because iron is an essential mineral, so we do need that every day. And then add supplementation if you are having only those signs and symptoms, and just getting a really good quality supplement.
Jess, what about, just before we let you go, what about kids that are growing? We're in the age of fussy eaters now, and there are a lot of kids that just never get sufficient iron. So what recommendations, how should a parent cope with that?
Oh, it is hard, and I know that even getting blood tests for a child is going to be a nightmare to check their levels. Mm-hmm. There is iron supplements for children, but my best advice as a mum of two active boys as well is I put everything in smoothies. So smoothies, you can kind of hide those iron-rich foods like spinach, and you kind of just find what works for you. And with children, every kid is different in terms of what they eat. One of mine loves meat, the other one doesn't. So we try and work around that. But, children are hard because they are so different, obviously, and they are fussy.
Sure.
But yes, yeah, that's probably my best advice. Great. Hopefully that helps.
Cool. And just finally, some of the feedback I've heard around iron supplements or boosting our iron can mean our tummy is a little bit affected. Have you got any suggestions for that?
Yeah, sure. So getting a good quality supplement will really help with being gentle on our stomach. But the Go Healthy one's perfect because it is very, very gentle. But also, too, making sure that we are looking after our gut health on a day-to-day basis. So, managing those stress levels, also making sure that we're getting enough sleep and hydration. They're all going to be things that are going to help our gut health in the long run as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jess. You have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
And we'll get to more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
CoQ10 is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of CoQ10 to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins. Today we're talking Mega Magnesium Energy and Stress. What are we talking there, Gerald?
I think there's every aspect of magnesium we've covered, Jo, pretty well.
But we love it.
Again, yes. Again, we're combining magnesium with something to help ease stress. There's a very close link between stress and so many other aspects of health. So we put a gentle herb in there called rhodiola with some B vitamins, with the magnesium, helps you get through the day.
Lovely. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Ethical Nutrients, evidence-based, meticulously crafted with premium ingredients for real results. Let's get to some calls quickly. William from South Granville, good morning.
Morning, William.
Good morning. I'm 17. I keep dozing off in the afternoon and just after tea at night time. And it's been going on for a year or two. Is that normal for my person my age? Or
no, it's not, William. There's a number of things going on, William. You've got to start with your doctor. You may have some sleep apnea issues and not be aware of it. So don't be surprised if with those microsleeps your doctor sends you off for a sleep test, because we've got to find out the underlying reason, because you don't want to be nodding off to sleep, say, when you're sitting at a traffic lights.
No.
And that can happen very easily.
What about some sort of supplement for energy, like a vitamin D?
The supplements are okay, but it's not addressing the underlying cause.
No.
And William was saying that he has these micro sleeps, which show that he's not getting quality sleep the night before.
Lovely. All the best with that, William. Al from Brisbane, good morning.
Morning, Al.
Good morning. I just have a question. My mum is 90 and she did have her leg shakes at night under control, but they've hit her really badly. And I think you just answered the question with what you said earlier. My dad, who's 91, just had a stroke. And it seems the correlation is that her legs have got worse at night, obviously with the stress of my dad. So she already takes magnesium, 1,000 milligrams a day.
Yes.
Can she increase the amount safely, or should we add something else?
No, she can increase the amount, L, without any issues at all, but give that to her at night time. If the twitches are occurring at night, then maybe half an hour before she goes to bed, increase by a half.
And should you take it at night, magnesium?
Yes. That's the best time to take magnesium.
Does it make you sleepy?
Yes. No, it doesn't make you sleepy, but it actually relieves tension, because many muscles have been overworking during the day. Yours with exercise, others just with the stress of living. That's why the tension arises.
All the best with your dear mum there, Elle. Mm. And Catherine from Melbourne, good morning.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello. My iron level is always on the lower side of normal, but my ferritin is always low, and so is my daughter's. Is there anything that can be done about that?
Well, Catherine, the issue here is that iron is not just a simple measurement, because there are iron stores involved, ferritin as well. So you need to just liaise again with your doctor, who may in fact decide to suggest to you some sort of iron infusion to rebalance it. A lot of people get very frightened of iron infusions, but it's a way of just re-establishing iron stores. And then, if necessary, you can take a supplement to maintain the iron stores. So get a full explanation from your doctor, Catherine, and if necessary, then you might go off and see a specialist about it if it can't be settled.
Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Head to houseofwellness.com.au with any further questions that you have, and we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Post-exercise muscle cramps and tightness, mild muscle spasms, menstrual pain, ethical nutrients, mega magnesium powders in citrus and raspberry can help with them all. The easily absorbed, high-strength formula can assist with energy production and support your muscles day and night. Ethical nutrients, mega magnesium powder from $33.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
House of Wellness TV is back today on Channel 7 at midday with a very interesting story about couples sleeping apart.
Well, I just hypothetically think a marriage could be even better if you have a good night's sleep under your belt.
Nah, yeah. Not in my world.
No. Just saying for a friend.
Well, we've got two experts giving their opinion on whether it's good for a relationship or perhaps bad for a relationship. Super interesting story. Gerald, it's always lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you, Jo. Terrific to see you both. And thank you, Elise. Yes. Wellness Plus today in the newspapers, the Sunday Lift Out.
Don't forget the Lift Out, Elise. Wonderful as always to see you on the show.
Lovely being on with you two.
Yes, it is an absolute delight. Of course, head to houseofwellness.com.au and as always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all again next week.